What's going on, everybody? Thank you for taking time out of your day to just listen to this quick podcast. Welcome to Saturday. Actually, this is not my Saturday Night Savage mode. That's actually on my Facebook Lives. Anyhow, but welcome to my social media Savage Mode podcast. Now, today I want to touch on a little quick mindset. This is not going to be a long podcast, but it's going to be very quick to the point. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're looking to build a business, you got to keep in mind is this, that when it comes to building a business, you know, we hear this saying that says that your network is your net worth. And that's so true. Like if you are not constantly growing your network, you are going to be left behind. You're going to get but so far. And you might not even get that far. So it's important for you to be constantly be growing your network. Understand that when it comes to entrepreneurship, you're always going to have to deal with people. Now, this is the thing. And this is why so many people don't make it as an entrepreneur. Don't achieve their true greatness is because through this journey, through your journey, you're going to be faced with shady people. You're going to be faced with people that they're very shady. They're tricksters, right? They'll come and they'll look like somebody that they're really not. And they're going to stab you in the back. You're going to come across a lot of people, unexpected people especially, that you least expect it from. They're going to stab you in the back, and that just comes with it. The important thing is what you do about it, and understanding that it's part of entrepreneurship. Like, if you ain't willing to handle that or deal with that, then you have no business being an entrepreneur. Because it's going to happen. And it's all about what you do from there, how you learn from it, and grow from it, right? One of the things you got to keep also in mind is, you know, you can't not prejudge people. Like, you can't assume everybody's always out to get you. You can't assume always everybody's, like, trying to take advantage of you. Right, and this is what happens with a lot of people also, that they're constantly prejudging people, and instead of giving them the benefit of a doubt, instead of them just basically, yeah, like I said, giving them the benefit of the doubt, but they're quick to prejudge them, they're quick to see the bad in them instead of the good. And if you do that, it's gonna limit your growth, it's gonna limit you from being able to bless somebody, to be a blessing in somebody's life, to be able to change somebody's life for the better. So you cannot do that. Like, you can't. You always got to give people the benefit of the doubt. Always try to look for the good in people. Now, again, don't be a fool. You know, use common sense. You know, use your common sense. Like, those red flags, you know what you got to do. However, if this is somebody that has never done you wrong, if it's somebody that has not did anything to make you feel that way, like, that's one of the things I do. I always give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You get one shot with me. You do me wrong one time, after you do me wrong that time, then, you know, it's going to take a lot for you to build that trust with me. So that's just me, and that's just who I am, and I understand that. So when you're dealing with people, you have to learn how to just see the good in them, giving them the benefit of the doubt. If they do you wrong, you learn from it. You know, you don't allow shame on them. If they do it again, shame on you, right? So you learn from it, and you don't allow it to happen again. And you move forward from there, and you grow from there. You learn from those experiences, and you ask yourself, what is it that I didn't see that didn't allow me to see those signs before they acted the way they acted, or didn't let me see the signs for them to show me that they were going to do me this? And you learn from that. And when you learn from that, that's what's going to make you a better person. That's what's going to take you to the next level. Because when someone else comes with those same exact motives, you're going to be able to see it off the jump, right? You're learning from it. However, you cannot prejudge people. Like, you can't. You can't. You'd be surprised of how many great geniuses are out there that could really change the world, but because they're being constantly prejudged, because they don't fit into what society expect them to fit in, right? They don't dress the way they don't talk the way, or just people that are just strictly negative. They always think people are just like, they're just negative. And those people,
had the key to unlocking so many greatness, and all they're looking is for an opportunity, and you could be the opportunity for them that not only could unlock their greatness, but by you unlocking their greatness, it could unlock your greatness, it could unlock new blessings, new greater things in your life, right? Always understand that it's through service to other people, it's through helping other people, it's through blessing other people, it's to changing people's lives is where the true blessings come from. Like, you gotta stop making it about you, and you gotta start looking at how you're able to serve people, how you're able to bless people, how you're able to bring the best out of people. And that comes with never prejudging people. Like, that comes with it. So with that being said, again, I hope you guys got some value out of this. Please do me a favor, rate this podcast. If you got any value from this, share it with somebody. Again, you want to make sure you hit the alert so you can get a notification every single time I come on this podcast. I'm telling you guys, I'm gonna give you guys some exclusive social media tips of how I was able to build my business using social media, how I was able to go from getting zero engagement specifically on Facebook, how I was able to go from zero engagement on Facebook to being able to get hundreds and hundreds of engagement on my Facebook, go from zero likes to hundreds of likes, and learn so many more, how to find the right audience, how to find the right leads, prospects, how to find the right people you want to connect with, and also, most importantly, how to have the right mindset. Because I could give you guys all the tips in the world on how to build a successful business using social media, because I believe if you're not using these platforms like Facebook, Instagram, you're going to be left behind and you're leaving money on the table. So it's important for you to learn and master these platforms, and I'm giving it to you all for free. I'm giving you guys all of it for free. Stuff that gurus make you pay for their programs, I'm giving it for free. Oh, I'm sowing into, because I believe in the power of serving people and sowing into people. And all I ask is for you to share this with a friend, rate this, because it helps me out. And from there moving forward, I continue. And also, if you had not followed me on Facebook, make sure you follow me on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/ Ariel T Class. All lowercase. ArielTClass. All lowercase, Ariel T Class. You can find me on Facebook. Make sure you shoot me a friend request. Send me a message. Tell me hello. I'm always open to connecting me new people. So have an amazing day. Blessed day. And till our next podcast, the legacy continues. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.